This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Well, those trees of green are beginning to change color. Friday is the first day of fall, and we need to change our jobs that we've been doing all summer long and move on to the fall preparation. And it's really important that if we can spend a little bit of time working on our foundation plantings, getting them fed, getting them prepared for the winter months, that the survival rate will be a lot better. There'll be more blossoms. And one of the things that you should write on your calendar for the middle of October is to spray your broadleaf evergreens, especially azaleas. They're not as hardy as a rhododendron, but boxwood, ilex, and holly use something called an anti-transparent. It's a waxy product, and it's a company called Wilt Proof. They're the originator of this product, and it's basically made with pitch from a pine tree and treated so that it will last more often. And you spray the foliage of mountain laurel, holly, azaleas, rhododendron, especially if they're in a wide open area. If you have some newly planted evergreens, like even juniper, but anything that retains its foliage, if you can spray it with the Wilt Proof or the Wilt Stop at that time of the year, it will plug up all of the pores on the underside of your foliage, and it will prevent the moisture from coming out of the leaf. And that way your plant doesn't dehydrate during the winter with all of that wind that we normally get. So if you've got some newly planted evergreens, make sure that the middle to the end of October that you get the Wilt Proof or the Wilt Stop on those plants. And you can find them, either one, at your local nursery, garden center. A lot of the hardware stores carry it. The feed and grain stores carry it. But it's really an important part of preparing for the changes of season on newly planted or evergreen plants like azaleas that tend to have a lot of flower buds that dehydrate. I like to put it on rose bushes to seal them, so there's less dehydration or dieback. Your blue and your pink hydrangea, if you can spray them once the leaves come out, it makes such a big difference. There's less dieback, and you don't have those dead canes or sticks coming out of your plant. So try it this year. You'll see a big difference. Okay, Patrick, let's go to the phone lines. Who's up first for this hour?
You have a call from Jeff. He's in Cape Cod. He has a question about his amaryllis.
Okay. Jeff from beautiful Cape Cod, good morning.
Yes, Paul. I have to say one thing. I've been listening to for, decades, but over 10 years, and I love the way you have Satchmo on there, it gets my Sunday morning going. It's awesome.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, but we've been doing...
On my amaryllis, I put them out into the garden, take them out of the pot, put them in the ground, and let them, you know, summer camp over.
Right.
And right now, the green leaves are, you know, 18 inches high, and they're healthy, but I want them to bloom for Christmas or New Year's. Do I have enough time to take them out of the ground, dry them out, put them in the garage, and do the whole thing?
Oh, yeah. Yep. If you go down to your local nursery, you're going to see that some of them already have amaryllis that came in from Holland and from South Africa. They grow a lot there now because of the climate, because they have a longer growing season, and they can grow a bulb probably a year faster, so it can go out into the plant stream a lot quicker. What you want to do, dig it up and repot it. Or you can dig it up, shake off the soil, and put it in your basement. You've got to put it someplace that doesn't freeze. So if your garage isn't heated and you leave it in there until, let's say, early November, there's a chance that the bulb itself could freeze if the weather gets cold. So I've done it for many years. I dig them up, I shake off the soil, and, you know, let it dry, let all that soil dry, and I put it in my basement. And I just set it right on the cement floor in the basement. I leave it there until, early to mid-November. And, if the weather is cold, it needs to go dormant for about 6 weeks.
Okay.
So if you dig it up now, that means 2 weeks in September and all of October, so that in early November, you take it out of the cellar, you repot it, you water it, fertilize it, and it should be in bloom for the holidays.
So dormant means dark and cool, but not, I'm cold but not freezing.
Right, right.
And when you say you put them on the ground, you just, the bulb itself, you don't put them in dirt or something, no box, nothing?
No, I just let them dry out. And what's going to happen is the leaves, when you put them down there, are going to be bright green. And by just setting them on the concrete floor where it's cool, because some of the basements today are really tight and they tend to get warm. So by putting them on the floor, they'll pick up the coolness from the cement and the ground. And you just put them on some newspaper so that you don't have dirt all over the place. And as the bulb begins to dry, the foliage will grow from deep, deep green. They'll start to turn yellow and then shades of brown. But when you see it, that the leaves are pale, pale green, yellow, and some brown, you're going to cut off the dead foliage. Now, the bulb is round, and then you get a stem, and then your leaves. You want to cut that stem where the foliage is to be about 2 inches from the top of the bulb. And if you were to turn it upside down, it would look like a light bulb.
Okay.
And then in early November, you pot it up, and you're ready to go. But it needs to rest for about a six to eight week period.
And so it needs dark.
Yeah, well, it doesn't have to be dark. It's just that you want it to dry out and go into dormant. And because it's not in soil, then it will go into dormancy a lot quicker.
Right. Very good. Well, thank you, Paul.
Thank you so much, and you have a great weekend.
Oh, awesome.
And enjoy that Cape Cod weather.
Every day.
Okay. Bye-bye now. Patrick, who's up next?
David from New York, and he has a question about a lawn treatment that you mentioned earlier. He also has a question about his Canadian hemlocks.
Okay. David, good morning. How can we help you out today?
Oh, hi, Paul.
Hi.
Hi, Paul. How you doing? I was listening earlier, and I know you had that gentleman on, and he was talking about, you know, actually treating your lawn in the fall is the most important time of the year. I didn't quite catch it all, though, so I'm just curious. You know, what do you recommend that I put down at this time?
Well, the fall fertilizer is a really a much better product than putting down the spring. The reason is your fall fertilizer will have more phosphorus in it. And it's if you look at the numbers, your first number is nitrogen that promotes green growth. Your second number is phosphorus, and the phosphorus promotes the root system to get larger and stronger and to store some of the energy in that plant. And your third is to help with making the nitrogen and the phosphorus work better and to help the plant make seed in the garden. So if you can select a fall fertilizer on your lawn and put it down now, water it in, and if you need some lime, put down the lime. Now, why don't you hold on? We're coming up to a break, and that way we can get all of your questions in. But use a fall fertilizer, put it down now, water it in, and you'll be ahead of the game.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No morning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup. Organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Do you need help to plan out your landscaping of your property? Not sure what to plant? Need some help with your garden, your lawn, privacy, a walkway, or even a patio? Call me at 207-985-6972 for a private property consultation. The cost is only $375. Together we will spend 3 hours working to improve your property. What a great Christmas present for your spouse or children. Call 207-985-6972 right now.
If deer, rabbits, skunks, and squirrels are driving you crazy, it's time to treat your property with Evergard repellents. This is a commercial product available to you, the homeowner, for the first time. Evergard is safe to use around kids and pets. It will last for up to 8 weeks, so treat the perimeter of your vegetable garden because it's eco-friendly. Go to EvergardRepellents.com or call 877-337-3337. Evergard.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Good morning, and welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're talking with David. David, one of the reasons that fertilizing your lawn in the fall is so it's a big benefit to the plant. When you fertilize in the spring, the plant will use 2/3 of the fertilizer to make it grow, and it will store 1/3 as a reserve to use during the summer. When you do that, when you feed in the fall, 1/3 is used to make the plants grow and to stay nice and thick, and it stores 2/3. So it does the opposite. It stores 2/3 of the fertilizer so that the grass is stronger during the winter. The fertilizer is still inside the plant when spring arrives, and it greens up and begins to grow a lot quicker in the spring. So if you have a limited budget and you can only do it once a year, do it in the fall of the year for the best results.
So, Paul, is there anything specific you'd recommend?
There's some really good fertilizers out there. Bonide Lawn and Garden has...
Okay.
Yeah, Bonide has a very, very good lawn fertilizer. I like it a lot better than the Scotts product. It will last longer. It has nutrients in it that's not found in Scotts. And when I was working in the industry, I sold several different varieties and found that the Bonide, for what people came back to tell me, did a lot better job.
Okay.
And it's less money than what Scotts. And Scotts is basically a chemical. That's it. And there's no beneficial microbes. There's nothing that will really help the soil. If you want something organic, then you've got Natural Alternative that adds 60 different beneficial microbes. You have Espoma that make Holytone and Plantone, and they have an all-natural lawn fertilizer. So you can either do it organically or a combination of man-made and organics.
Okay, Paul, so the other thing I want to ask about the lawn, too, is I do have a lot of wood ash that I generate. Would it be okay to put that down with the bonite, or should I?
Oh, sure. Yeah, put it, yeah, down, put it down now.
Yeah.
Put it down now, and what will happen is the lime that you put down now or the wood ash that you put down now will work to neutralize the acidity. And then the fertilizer that you also applied is going to have a greater, more of the fertilizer will be absorbed into the grass plant. If your soil is acidic, what happens is the acidity in your soil will grab a hold of that lawn food and it will hold it. And the grass can't get it. It's tied up in the chemistry of the soil. So by you putting down your food, putting down your wood ash, the wood ash will make the soil less acidic and more food will go to the plant and less of it will be tied up in the soil because of the acidity.
Okay, great. All right, Paul, one real quick question about my Canadian hemlocks. They look good. I just actually gave them a feeding of a polytone.
Yep.
And I'm wondering, even though they look good, should I still give them a treatment of the tree and shrub?
Yeah, we talked with Ken Kukurowski at 7 o'clock this morning, and that was a question that I asked him. And I didn't think that if you did it in the fall, it would do much good because the insects are getting ready to go into dormancy. And Ken said that right now, these insects are still very, very active. And if you can put down the tree and shrub on your Canadian hemlock to kill the woolly adelgid now, it will prevent them from laying eggs in the spring. Because most of us don't put down the tree and shrub until May. And the woolly adelgid that really can kill a good hemlock in just a year or two, they're laying their eggs. So you put the tree and shrub, it kills the adult, but it already laid the eggs. They survive, and now they get active during the summer. So by doing it now, you'll kill all the adults, and you won't have a problem in the spring.
Excellent. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you, David. You have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
If you need some help, call us. We're here for you.
Buying Theravance Durazone Weed and Grass Killer?
No thanks, I always buy Roundup Extended Control.
But why? Durazone with Ergo Grip Sprayer gives you more control, preventing new weeds up to 6 months.
Well, my label says, 4 months?
Yeah, Durazone also covers more area, like 60% more.
You know, the more I think about it.
You're switching to Durazone.
Durazone Weed and Grass Killer. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label instructions. Comparison to Roundup Extended Control 1.3 gallon ready to use.
Why am I wearing a lab coat and standing in your lawn? Because I'm a Bayer Advanced lawn care scientist, and I'm about to revolutionize the way you control lawn weeds. Because with Bayer Advanced season-long weed control for lawns, you get the only spray that kills listed broadleaf lawn weeds, then creates a barrier below to prevent new weeds for up to 6 months. One application is all it takes. Count on Bayer Advanced to put revolutionary science right in your hands. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label instructions.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
What do you call charging thousands of dollars for hearing aids? I call it outrageous, because hearing should not be a privilege for the rich. It's a basic right everyone deserves. Hi, I'm Dr. Cherukuri, board-certified ear, nose, and throat physician. If you or a loved one suffer from hearing loss but can't afford thousands for a hearing aid, I created MD Hearing Aid for you. A high-quality medical-grade hearing aid for a fraction of that price.
Try MD Hearing Aid at home, risk-free, for 45 days. Call 1-800-422-1271.
No costly doctor's visit. No expensive and time-consuming fittings or appointments. No ugly, old-fashioned hearing aid that costs thousands. MD Hearing Aid is an FDA-registered, audiologist-tested hearing aid that's discreet and lets you hear what you've been missing at a savings of more than 80% off the average price of a traditional hearing aid.
Try MD Hearing Aid risk-free for 45 days. Call 1-800-422-1271. Plus, you'll get free shipping and free batteries for a year. 1-800-422-1271.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. If you need some help, call us, 855-660-4261. Patrick, who's up next?
Sorry, you have a call from Anne in New Hampshire. She has a question about her rose bush.
Okay. Anne, good morning. How can we help you with the roses today?
Well, I have a rose bush that has gotten really, really big. It's probably 10 feet high and about 8 feet wide.
Okay.
And
well,
I wondered if it would be all right to prune it now.
No.
No.
If
okay.
you wait until the spring, so in the month of April,
uh-huh.
and the signal is this. When you see that the Red Sox play baseball for real, that's when you prune back your roses.
Okay.
If you prune them at this time of the year or later, there's a good chance that it won't have the time to make a callus over the cut, and it could dehydrate, and you could lose a lot of your rose bush, or you could probably even lose the whole thing. So
okay.
wait until the Red Sox play baseball for real in Fenway, just like they're doing now, and then you can prune it back.
Okay. I have one more question.
Mm-hmm.
I have a pink rain lily.
Yes.
And I didn't know whether I needed to dig it up or not.
No, all of your hybrid lilies are all winter hardy.
Oh, good.
So what you want to do, has the foliage begun to turn yellow yet, or is it still green?
No. In fact, I had another lily just the other day.
Okay. So once the foliage is all brown, cut it right to the ground and just say good night, have a nice sleep. We'll see you in the spring.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Anne. We appreciate the phone call.
Right.
Bye-bye. One thing I keep forgetting to tell you, and we've mentioned it a few times. Right now, if you have Japanese bamboo, you're probably noticing that it's in full bloom. Now, there's two things that you can do. Number one, go in there and cut it right to the ground and get it out of there, because when those white flowers start to turn brown, the bamboo will be full of,
I mean, thousands of seeds to make that bamboo even stronger for next year. So cut it down and let it dry in a pile and burn it if you're able to in your town. If you're not able to, cut it down and send it to the dump. Don't keep it on your property. Say, oh, I got a hole in the backyard. I'll throw it in that hole. And next thing you know, it's coming up there. So you're either going to cut it down and burn it so that you can burn all the seed. If you're not able to do that, Bayer makes a product called DuraZone. And there was a commercial for it just a couple minutes ago. Take the DuraZone and spray the entire plant, the flowers, as well as all the foliage. Wait 3 or 4 days, do it again. Wait 3 or 4 days and do it a third time. And I'll tell you, it will absorb the product, it will take it down to the root. And next year, when you clean up that area, you're going to have a lot less bamboo. And if you repeat this process 2 years in a row, it has taken it all out and cleaned your property of Japanese bamboo. But you got to do it now so that the seed doesn't have a chance to mature. It will kill the seed and kill the roots of the plant. Okay, Patrick, who's up next?
Todd from New Hampshire, and he has a question about his apple trees.
Okay. Todd, good morning. How can we help you with your fruit trees today?
Morning. I called earlier this summer because my trees are about 15 years old. They always produce fruit, but they were never big. I went ahead and took your advice and fertilized immediately. And we just went out and picked probably a half bushel of good-sized Granny Smith apples. And so thank you for that.
Great.
My question is, can I go ahead and fertilize those in the same manner this fall and then again next spring?
Yeah, if you could do it twice, what you need to do is to build up their strength. And once they're really established and they're really growing, then you can stop feeding them. But for the next couple of years, if you could do it spring and fall, you won't believe the difference. I mean, you saw what happened with just one feeding. But if you can do it, see that your fruit trees are making the flower buds right now for next year. They make the buds during August, September, and October. So by feeding them now, they're going to have more nutrition in the ground to make more flowers and probably more fruit for next year. You do it in the spring, and now it's got a belly full of food, and it can make all the fruit that you want.
Great. I'm going to have to prune this spring. I have a lot of shoots growing straight up. So the earliest, what's the earliest I can prune? As soon as I can get out there through the snow?
We have a big orchard near us, and I was there in late March, and they had a full crew pruning at that time.
Good. Okay, that's what
so,
I was doing.
I mean, and there was still snow on the ground.
Right.
And
well, that's
the other
awesome.
Thing, the thing that you want to do, Todd, when you're pruning all of your tree, don't rush into it. Look at it, take off 4 or 5 branches, then walk around, take off another 4, and create that nice shape that you want. Now, if you look on the branches, the buds are not opposite each other. You'll have one on the left, then you'll have a space, and one on the right. So if you prune it above a branch that the bud faces out, that where you made the cut, it's going to grow out to make your tree wider.
Gotcha.
If you cut above that faces into the tree, the new growths are going to go in there to make it thicker and fuller. So that will help you in that pruning.
Gotcha. That makes sense. Well, like I said, I was pretty excited. We're going to make some pies this afternoon. So thanks again.
Thank you, Todd. You have fun.
Thank you, Mike.
Bye-bye. See that? A little bit of work. Don't be shy. If you've got a question like Todd did, and he's getting results from it, I went to University of Massachusetts. I have 2 degrees in horticulture. And I'm trying to share what I learned to you so that it will help you out. We just come back from a huge trade show in Atlantic City. We're talking with the new companies that are coming in. We're talking with the established companies to try and get the new research, the new technology about gardening. And it's going to help you in the long run. So I'm always working to try and get more information and better products for you. And if you don't ask, then I can't give you that information. So don't be shy. It's just you and me. Patrick, who's up next?
You have a call from Maureen in Massachusetts, and she has a question about pruning.
Okay. Maureen, good morning. What did you want to prune?
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. So I know you're not supposed to do very much pruning in the fall, or at least that's the sense I have. Like, I don't do the roses, but I do have a few bushes that I would like to prune, like fringe tree, spirea. I'm concerned about them for the winter. Is there a way I can prune them without any issues?
Well, the main issue that you'll have, if you do a lot of pruning at this time of the year, every branch that you cut has got flower buds on it. So that plant will have less flowers in the springtime. So that's why they tell you wait till it gets done blooming to do the pruning. Now, if you think that the plant could be damaged with snow, then you can either prune it now, or if it's a plant like spirea or forsythia, get somebody to give you a hand, get some good green heavy twine, pull the plant together and tie it up. And that way it's tied together. When it snows, it's not going to split in two because it's held together with the string.
Okay, that sounds good.
A major pruning, Maureen, wait until it's done blooming and then give it heck.
So otherwise, though, if I feel that I need to do it, like you said, because I'm worrying for winter damage, all I'm really going to do to myself is not have as many flowers next spring.
Right. But see, the other thing that's going to happen, you're going to lose some of the blossoms, but you've taken the tip of that branch off. And what's going to happen, the buds that remain on that tree or shrub in the spring will compete to be the new leader of that branch. So instead of having just one branch, you could have 3 or 4 brand new branches. So your plant's going to get thicker, it's going to get fuller. So that there is that advantage. So pruning is basically to control the size of the plant and to encourage it to grow thicker and fuller.
Okay, good to know. All right, thank you. You've been very helpful.
Thank you, Maureen. You have a great weekend.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Patrick?
Yep, you have a call from Lillian in Connecticut. She has a question about her trees.
Okay. Lillian, good morning. How can we help you with your trees today?
Well, thank you so much for your program. I love this program. But I have 2 questions. Actually, I am in Springvale, but the trees are in West Kennebunk.
Okay.
Okay. They're my brothers. I heard part of the hemlock answer before. He has a hemlock that is losing its needles on one side of the tree. And this is our Christmas tree. It's beautiful. We don't want to lose it. And I heard about the Willy Adelgia.
Right.
Is that what the tree, is that what you think the tree has?
Yes, I live in West Kennebunk also, believe it or not. And tell him he should feed the tree now to help it to make buds for next year. And that will help to fill in the side of the tree that's losing its foliage, and then to treat it with the tree and shrub.
Okay.
And he can get the tree and shrub. Tell him to go to the Ace Hardware in Kennebunk. They have it there. And he can treat the tree with the tree and shrub. And then he can get some holly tone. And he can feed the tree at the same time. And then in the spring, feed it again with the holly tone. And that tree will make a lot of new foliage. And it will repair the damage that was made by the woolly adelgid this past year. So he's going to use a double barrel. Fertilizer and tree and shrub now. Fertilizer and tree and shrub in the spring. And he'll have a beautiful hemlock that you can decorate for the Christmas season.
Oh, good. Thank you. And about the whipping willow.
Okay, why don't you hold on, and we'll come right back to you, okay?
All right. Thank you.
A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you use. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year. How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe as an organic weed and grass killer. No more Roundup. Organic disease control. Organic insecticide. Organic mold and mildew. BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash. And all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000,
$1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We're going to go right to Lillian and get her second question. Hi, Lillian.
Hi, Paul. Well, my second question is about a weeping willow.
Yes.
It's about, I think, 4 or 5 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And it, this year it has lost all of its leaves, and it is looking really bad.
Has the bark changed color, Lillian? Because it should be that nice yellow coloration. Is it turning brown?
Yes.
Okay.
It is.
Weeping willow is a tree that demands twice as much water as a maple or an oak. And we've had a very dry summer. And if it's a young tree, that could be the reason. So the one thing that I would do now, I wouldn't give up on it.
No.
I would either run the hose to the base of the tree,
mm-hmm.
crack the hose so that you get a stream about the size of your little finger or a pencil, and let it run for a good hour and really saturate that soil.
Okay.
And with some luck, in the spring, the branches that have died, you can prune those off, and new shoots will develop from the stem or the trunk of that tree, and your tree will come back. If you see that it's beginning to make some new growth in the spring, then get some plant tone fertilizer, feed it, and if you see that the summer is dry, run that hose in there. Once the tree gets caught, you'll be all set. But because it's a young tree, you need to provide the moisture that Mother Nature isn't providing the tree until it gets established. Once it's established, the roots can go for yards and yards looking for water. They'll find it, and they'll just pump what they need. But in the meantime, you're responsible for getting the water to the tree.
Mm-hmm. And how often should we water it?
I would do it twice a week.
Twice a week. Okay. All right, we'll do that and see if we can bring it back. We're close to Mawson, to the river. So
right.
Eventually the roots should get to the point where it gets water
from
there.
They'll go right to that water. I mean, a weeping willow is a great tree, but you cannot plant it near a septic system. Because if it's, let's say, 25 yards from a septic system, it will go into the leaching field and it will plug it up because it wants water. And if you have a wet yard because of being clay and it retains water, it's a good thing because it will dry up the yard and it won't be wet all the time. So it's got its good and its bad areas.
Mm-hmm. All right, we'll keep that in mind. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Lillian. You have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Patrick, I think we can get one more call in.
Okay. You have a call from Sandy in Massachusetts, and she has a question about tree and shrub, the product.
Yes. Okay, Sandy, what's your question about tree and shrub?
Earlier, you recommended tree and shrub to put on a lilac bush that may have a borer.
Yes.
But it was my understanding that you couldn't use tree and shrub insecticide on a flowering tree or shrub because it would kill the bees.
Well, this is what you're going to do. If you don't kill a borer, your tree's dead. And then you won't have any flowers at all.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're going to use it now, by the time spring gets here, it will have dissipated and broken down. So I tell people, do it spring and fall. If you're going to do it in the spring and you really have a problem with borer, pick off the flowers.
Okay.
Or apply it after it gets done blooming.
Oh, okay. So it doesn't last for a long, long time then?
No. No, so if you do it in the fall, it Mother Nature and the tree will break it down before the flowers arrive in May, June.
Okay.
And if you're going to apply it in the spring, you have to wait until that particular plant is done blooming. For example, Japanese Andromeda has an insect called a lace bug, and it makes holes like pin marks all over the foliage. So when the Japanese Andromeda gets done blooming, you put the tree in shrub, then the insects come, and there's no bees, and it kills the insects. So you either treat it in the fall or after it flowers.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.